At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Our final show here before Thanksgiving. We'll be back with you guys on Monday. We got a lot to get to today. Colt Thompson standing by, going to get his thoughts on rivalry week. We're going to dive into the PJ Pick 5 in college football and in the NFL. We also got another great college hoop slate on deck. We'll dive in some of my favorite games for the day. Matt Horner going to join us later on in the show, and then we'll wrap up our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, any thoughts that you guys have for us on college football, NFL, college basketball, what's ever in your mind, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of today's episode, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. All right, let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session here on a Wednesday. Go to the Glasser guest line. Colt Thompson joins us. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Colt Thompson, co-host of does great stuff at SEC Unfiltered. And Cole, it is rivalry week in college football. We got a lot of great matchups. Obviously, we had a lot of chaos last week. We'll see if we get some this week. We got the game on Saturday, Ohio State and Michigan. Michigan's had the Buckeyes number for 3 straight years. Ohio State favored by 3 touchdowns in this game. Ohio State's probably going to win. Do you think Michigan can keep it within the number?
I think that's going to be the really interesting point here, is that not only do you want to win, you want to dominate. You want to show why you are the superior team in the Big Ten, and why there is no doubt if you do beat Oregon, you are the face of college football in the postseason picture. This is going to be a really good matchup, I think, in terms of the run defense of Ohio State versus the rushing attack headlined by Michigan. What I'm going to be keeping my close eye on is, what do we see from special teams? If we can get another Caleb Downs touchdown on a punt return, if we can get a couple of big-time field goals from 40-plus yards out, if Alex Zavia can keep this thing close, I think that Michigan is going to be able to beat that 21 points. I just don't see it. I think that when you look at what Ryan Day is trying to do after the last 2 years of being scrutinized, and then people saying, well, Michigan only beat them when they cheated. Okay, well, now pain is coming back. Karma is always the deciding choice, and I think that's what happens. Give me the minus 21 in favor of Ohio State.
Very good. Game I'm really excited for in Nashville on Saturday. You asked me before the show started, do you think there's going to be any upsets? And I said, probably not really. I think a lot of people, though, could be interested in this game, Cole, just because of how great Vandy has been as an underdog this season. Do you like Vandy to keep this game close with Tennessee? Do you think Vols fans are going to be a little nervous on Saturday?
Two things that you have to know. Number one, Tennessee is one of the most explosive offenses when it comes to up-tempo. They average over 8 yards per play in a minute. However, the time of possession bodes well extremely in favor of Vanderbilt. They're number 2 in the SEC in TOS. So that's a really important stat. They're going to be able to play this game to their advantages. I think Diego Pavia has to be the X factor in this matchup, both with his arm and his legs. Going to have to finish with over 250 total yards of offense. The other thing that's really important, PJ, You got to see a complete performance from these wide receivers and offensive line for Tennessee. In SEC play alone this year, they're averaging 23.5 points per game, and that's not expected from a Josh Heupel-led offense with Dylan Sampson, who, by the way, was shafted a spot in the Doak Walker Award finalist presentation. But regardless from that, Tennessee is going to get this win. I do like that this game is in Nashville for the Commodores to cover. I have this actually being a three-point swing in favor of Tennessee. I think the line's way too big. Go ahead and hammer down on Anchor Down.
Well, one of the lines that is a three-point spread, it's 2.5 on BetMGM, is Clemson and South Carolina. And, Cole, obviously South Carolina is one of the more underrated teams in the country. They're having an awesome year. You think the Gamecocks can win this game against Clemson on Saturday?
Do I think that they can? Absolutely. Do I think that they will? Absolutely. I think for the first time today, we are talking about a team that is wrongly favored in this matchup. And I understand it's a road test. It's an environment at Death Valley. It's senior day for a lot of these players. And now we're actually going to kind of have a good baseline in the Palmetto State. What is the right formula for success? You talk about Clemson. They're a team that loves to build from within in recruiting. They don't believe in the transfer portal. And Dabo Swinney has had a case all year. If we do it my way, things will go in our favor. They're a victory away and a loss for Miami from going to the ACC title game. But then you look at a team like South Carolina that did get aggressive in the transfer portal, and now momentum is on their side. They are the hottest team in all of college football. I'll tell you what, if they found their way into the 12-team playoff picture, they would be the last face that I think anyone wants to see. I don't think it's going to be enough simply because the teams ahead of them have to lose, but give me the plus 2.5. Give me South Carolina to win outright. The Palmetto Bowl is going in favor of those out in Columbia.
I like it. All right, we got Notre Dame out west taking on USC in L.A. on Saturday. Cole, I think outside of the A&M game, when Notre Dame, when you looked at the rest of their schedule and we started to figure out that Florida State was going to be terrible this season, this was really the one game you looked at that you thought maybe could give the Irish some trouble. They're 7.5-point favorites. It's obviously been a disappointing season for Lincoln Riley and the Trojans, but do you think that they can keep this game close with the Irish?
Here's the crazy part, PJ. This will be the first time since week one that Notre Dame will be going up against a top 30 scoring defense. And I want you just to remember, this time last year, we were talking about how bad Alex Grinch cost USC a shot at a national championship with Caleb Williams, how pitiful this defense was. Danton Lynn has been the X factor for this USC team on multiple occasions, keeping things close. With that being said, I just feel like the energy, the spark is there for Notre Dame. With Mike Denbrock as the offensive coordinator, he's found a good balance on how to utilize Riley Leonard. The offensive line is playing out of its mind once again. And here's the only message you need if you're Marcus Freeman. Win and we're in. Don't worry about the spread. Don't worry about the odds. Don't worry about get the style points. Just win a football game and you're in. Which is why I'm actually going to take USC with the plus 7.5. Notre Dame gets a win. It's a gritty fight to the finish, but guarantee 11-1. They're in the college football playoff for 2024.
Very good. Iron Bowl on Saturday in Tuscaloosa. Cole, Bama trying to bounce back from that awful performance in Norman. Auburn finally got their signature win this season against A&M. This spread was at 14.5. Now it's down 11.5. Do you still like Auburn with the points, or do you think Bama bounces back?
What's really interesting is so many people didn't expect that upset to happen for Texas A&M, but we all know that Jordan Hare at night somehow has a shaman man type performance where the voodoo magic seeps through the soil and the upset occurs. But this game is in Tuscaloosa. This is a game that has to now be won by Kalen DeBoer. You want to make a great first impression in your rivalry matchup, which is why I truly believe Alabama was overlooking a team like Oklahoma with the 115th ranked scoring offense. They were paying too much attention on setting the standard against Auburn. Unlike last year, I do believe that you will watch as the Crimson Tide are able to pull away and not give up a big 4th-and-31 to a Peyton Thorne, who somehow plays really well in these rivalry matchups. With that being said, 11.5 is still far too rich for me. I like this as a touchdown pick. I'm going to go with the Tide to win. I'm going to take Auburn to cover.
Game of the weekend in College Station, probably the best environment we're going to see all year, with Texas back in town taking on the Aggies, SEC championship berth on the line. Texas A&M, Cole, who do you like?
Well, don't tempt a Texan talking about the Lone Star Showdown. This is a game that I have been waiting for since 2011 when Justin Tucker decided to break the hearts of Aggies everywhere. This will be the loudest, most toxic, most pure college football environment that we have seen in 2024, and it is going to be a second-to-none showcase. These two teams hate each other, and if you bleed burnt orange, you are not welcome in College Station. If you bleed maroon, you are not welcome on the 40 Acres. There is animosity in every single sport, and now it has reached the pinnacle of college football. I know the Texas A&M is going to have the 12th man behind their back, but I am sick and tired, PJ. I am sick and tired, Sean, of hearing all year, who has Texas played? What has Texas done? Texas has one of the best defenses in college football, which is why they are the third-ranked team in the sport. Their defense alone has kept them in games. It has dominated games. They are a mature, overall, stylistic performance that gets them into the conversation about being a national championship contender. So long as Quinn Ewers hits the under on the 1.5 in turnovers, I think that Texas wins this football game in a close one. Give me the Aggies with the points. Give me the Longhorns to bring back the Lone Star Showdown with the victory, just like they did in 2011.
Cole, before I let you go, who do you think is playing in the Big 12 title game next week?
So I put money down a couple weeks ago thinking that this was going to be the Kenny Dillingham showcase. I believe that Arizona State's going to be there, and there's just something about the chaos that is occurring that makes me feel like this will be the weekend where, unfortunately, it all comes to an end. Iowa State gets the win over Kansas State. It's going to be in Arlington, the Sun Devils versus the Cyclones.
All right, very good. Cole Thompson joining us here on Send It In. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson. Does great stuff. Hosting on SEC Unfiltered. Cole, happy Thanksgiving, pal. Enjoy Rivalry Week. We'll catch up again soon.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Take care.
All right, great stuff there from Cole Thompson. Let's keep it rolling. PJ Pick 5 here on a Wednesday in college football. We went 4-1 last week. We had two outright upsets. Let's keep it going this week. We're going to start with my favorite bet of the week and an outright upset, Texas A&M against Texas. I take a money line, take the 5.5 as well. Cole's right. Texas does have a very good defense, one of the best defenses in college football, but A&M also has a good defense, and man, is that environment going to be really, really difficult for Texas to deal with. We already saw Texas play in a massive game this year, a massive showdown against Georgia, and they didn't look ready for the moment. Now they're going up against Texas A&M, and A&M absolutely needs this game. I already think Texas is in the college football playoff. Obviously, they want to beat their rival, but we have seen already this season when teams like really need a game, when you have a team with two losses that they absolutely must win, those teams have usually come through. I'll take A&M plus points, take them on the money line as well. Second favorite bet is going to be Michigan plus 6.5 in the first quarter against Ohio State. I love this angle. We took it with Indiana last week against the Buckeyes. We're coming right back and taking it with Michigan again this week. Ohio State has been really slow starters this season in the first quarter. They've kind of been like 7-0 games, 0-0 games. They've even been trailing in the first quarter in a bunch of games. And then once the second quarter hits, that's when Ohio State starts to look like Ohio State. Last week, the handicap was, obviously, Ohio State's big favorites. A lot of people think Indiana's frauds, and they're going to get exposed. So it makes sense that Indiana's going to come out hot, maybe take the lead, have people sitting there thinking, man, is Indiana really going to win this game? Is Indiana really this good? And that's what Indiana had people doing until Ohio State eventually turned it on and ended up covering the spread. I think the same thing could happen this week against Michigan, right? Michigan's won 3 straight years against Ohio State. They have their number. But of course, this is the Buckeyes game. I mean, they're at home. They're 3 touchdown favorites. They're probably the best team in college football. Michigan's only got 6 wins this season. So wouldn't it be something if Michigan was able to keep this game close early? I think they'll be able to do that. Give me Michigan plus the 6.5. I also like Cal plus 13.5 against SMU on Saturday. Cal has been one of the most underrated teams in the ACC this season. They got a very good defense with a very good secondary. SMU's already clinched their berth into the ACC championship game. So this game really doesn't mean all that much to SMU. I think if they win this game but lose next week in the ACC title game, I still think SMU is going to be out. So really all their focus is going to be either on Miami or Clemson next week. And Justin Wilcox, historically, as a big underdog, is awesome. Cal's head coach not only normally covers in these kinds of games, he normally wins outright as well. Love the 13.5 with Cal against SMU. Give me Syracuse in the first half, plus 6.5 against Miami on Saturday. Miami, as we know, they've kind of been slow starters in a lot of games this season. They've kind of played with their food a ton. They're way more talented than just about all these ACC teams, yet these games are a lot closer than they should be, and they're usually trailing a bunch in the first half of a bunch of these games. So again, Miami has to win this week to make it to the ACC championship game. I don't think they're going to make it easy on their fans. I don't think they're going to make it easy on themselves. Carrier Dome can be a tough place to play as well. I'll take the Cuse plus 6.5 in the first half against Miami. And then finally, give me Florida State plus 14.5 against Florida this weekend. To me, this is what rivalry week is all about, right? You got a team in Florida who's overachieving this year, having a nice end of their season versus Florida State, who's been the most disappointing team in college football this year. Florida State offense has been horrendous, one of the worst in Power Four, but their defense is still pretty good, and I think they can muck this game up and keep it ugly. I see like a 20-10 kind of game. Florida's coming off of two upset wins over LSU and over Ole Miss. I think they might come into this game with a little cockiness, a little arrogance, not taking Florida State all that seriously. Give me the Seminoles to keep within the number, plus 14.5 against Florida. All right, let's go to the PJ Pick 5 now. In the NFL, we will start with my favorite bet of the week in the NFL. It's going to be the Ravens, -3 against the Eagles. This is the game of the week in Week 13, and I really like Baltimore here. We gave it out earlier in the week at -2.5. I still like it at -3. Now, right now, the Eagles look like the second-best team in the NFL, right? I think most people would agree Detroit's the best. And then eye test, maybe it's Buffalo, maybe it's Philadelphia. When you really do a deeper dive, though, on the Eagles' schedule, what's like their signature win? They beat Green Bay all the way back in Week 1 out in Brazil when Jordan Love got hurt in that game. And then their last two games, they beat Washington on a short week, but Washington clearly is spiraling and they're not having a good season. Well, they haven't had a good 3 or 4 weeks. And then against the Rams, that was a solid win, but the Rams aren't, they're below 500 with their record. So the Eagles, this is the best team that they've played this season by far against the Ravens. And they're on the road going up against a quarterback who's 23-1 against the NFC. But the reason why I really love this bet is because Lamar, as we talked about on Monday night against the Chargers, is great in these situations. We all talk about Patrick Mahomes and how good he is as an underdog or when the spread's really tight. Well, when Lamar is a favorite of 3 points or less, or he's an underdog, he's 26-6 against the spread. I think the Baltimore Ravens are going to play really well on Sunday. Keep in mind, too, Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator for the Dolphins, last year gave up 56 points to the Ravens. I know this Eagles defense is way better than that Dolphins defense was, especially with all the injuries that they had towards the end of last year. But still, Fangio didn't have much answer for Lamar and the Ravens last year. Their offense is better this year with Derrick Henry. Give me the Ravens -3. I also take the 49ers +7 against the Bills. This just kind of feels like a free roll with San Francisco right now +7. It feels like even if Purdy is officially ruled out, this line maybe goes to 7.5. I can't see it going to 8. If he plays, it feels like this line goes to +4. There's also a chance that Nick Bosa could be back. I would expect Trent Williams to play as well. I like getting the key number of 7. Buffalo's got a difficult schedule. They got the Niners this week, then they're at the Rams and at the Lions. So desperate game for San Francisco. They're obviously right there in the NFC West. I like the Niners +7. I think there's a chance that Brock Purdy could play. Also, give me Arizona +3.5 against the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings have had 3 straight road games. Now they come back home, and it's Thanksgiving weekend, right? So they've been out on the road for 3 straight weeks. Now you come back. It's the holidays. It's Thanksgiving. A lot of distractions. Maybe not watching as much film as you should be. Not practicing as much as you should be. I think that really bodes well for Arizona, who's coming off a bad performance against Seattle. Kyler Murray, normally a very good road underdog against the spread in his career. I'll take the Cardinals plus the points. I take some money line as well. Give me the Commanders -5.5 against the Titans. This just is your ultimate buy low and sell high on Washington. You have the Commanders off the double-digit outright loss as a favorite to Dallas. You have the Texans as an 8-point underdog outright win against the Texans. The Titans, excuse me, against the Texans. So you have the Titans off a huge win, upset win. You have Washington off of a bad win at home against Dallas. Everybody's down on this Washington team right now. While people are feeling good about Tennessee, the look-ahead line was 7 in this game. Now it's down to 5.5. I think this is a good get-right spot for Washington. That was a divisional game last week. Now they're going up against Tennessee. Will Levis, I think, is going to throw him a couple interceptions. They get the ground game going. Give me Washington -5.5. And then finally, teaser of the week, it's going to be the Dolphins +9 paired with the Falcons +8 as my teaser. I think Miami's going to keep it close at Lambeau on Thanksgiving night, +9. So much talk about Miami in cold weather and Tua against good teams on the road. Well, that's my Miami's really built up this running game. I think Devon Achane is going to have a good game. I don't know if the Dolphins win. I don't know if they cover the 3, but I do think they keep it within one score. So we'll take the Dolphins +9. I also like Atlanta +8 as well. J.K. Dobbins is going to be unavailable for L.A. That's going to be a big blow to their running game. Also, the spot for the Chargers is brutal. Two back-to-back primetime games against the Bengals and the Ravens. Now you're on a short week, and they got the Chiefs on the road next week. So if there was maybe a game where the Chargers take their foot off the gas a little bit, no Dobbins, you got the Chiefs coming up, Falcons are coming off a bye, I like Atlanta +8 in a teaser along with the Dolphins. So those are our pick fives in college football and the NFL this week. All right, a promo now from our friends at BetMGM. Make sure you enjoy the holidays with the sportsbook born in Vegas. Football is a Thanksgiving tradition, and your BetMGM boost pack will be ready to go before the turkey. You've received an odds boost token, parlay boost token, live boost token, and anytime score boost token for any football game on Thanksgiving Day. I would target some Devon Achane props. Like I was saying, I like his longest rush over 14.5 yards tomorrow night. Celebrate Turkey Day with the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. All right, so we got all this football going on, but we still got Feast Week going on as well. 5 games that I would target today on this Wednesday. We're going to start out in Maui with Colorado and Iowa State. I'd lay the 12.5 with Iowa State today. Colorado obviously had the stunning upset win over UConn. Something's not right, though, with UConn. Dan Early's acting like a child. Their defense is nowhere near as good as it was the last 2 years. And their offense, they don't have any guys that can just go consistently get them buckets anymore. So UConn's kind of trying to figure themselves out. I think, again, because Colorado's getting a lot of points, people are going to like them today. But Iowa State's a veteran team. These guys have been together. And what's impressed me about Iowa State is that they're scoring the ball this year. This was supposed to be one of the best defensive teams in the country. They've played back-to-back games out in Maui that have been in the 80s. So I think today we see a typical Iowa State defensive performance. Their offense scores in the high 70s, 80s as well. I'd lay the 12.5 with Iowa State. I also like Memphis +9.5 today against Auburn. I think Auburn wins the game, but I think Memphis keeps it close. Memphis has really good guards. Been impressed with Tyrese Hunter and PJ Haggerty. They have two bigs in Dane Danger and Cisse that they can rotate in. Memphis will not be intimidated by Auburn. They've really been shooting the ball well in this tournament. Again, I think Auburn wins. 9.5 is too many points. Give me Memphis to keep it close. I also like Texas A&M -3.5 against Creighton. I think Creighton right now is one of the most overrated teams in college basketball. They have a great player in Ryan Kalkbrenner. The problem is they can't get him the ball consistently, and teams are taking that away because they know right now he's the only guy that can beat them. Steven Ashworth, the starting point guard for Creighton, is sidelined, which is just hurting their offense even more. Texas A&M, this is a group that has been together for a while. Wade Taylor, their starting point guard, has been like first team all SEC for 3 straight years. I think A&M gets the win, cover the spread. I like the Aggies -3.5. I also like Bama -10.5 tonight against Rutgers. Both of these teams played overtime games last night, and now they got a short turnaround. I think that really favors Bama because Bama is the way more conditioned team with the tempo that they play at and how they want to run their offense, and they're also the deeper team. So when you have two teams that played late night in overtime and you got a quick turnaround, I'll take the team that's more conditioned, I'll take the team with the deeper bench, and I'll just take the team that's overall better. So give me Bama -10.5. And then finally, give me Dayton +6.5 and on the money line tonight against UConn. I think UConn's going 0-3 out in Maui. I've not been impressed with the Huskies at all. I have been impressed with Dayton. Even though they've lost their first 2 games out in Maui, they should have beaten Carolina. They were up 18 at halftime, and then they were right there the entire game with Iowa State. So Dayton can really score. I think they're going to be able to score on UConn, and I don't know if the Huskies are going to be able to keep pace. So give me Dayton plus the points. Look at some money line as well. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Horner joining us here on a Wednesday. Matt, we got a lot going on today. What are the 5-star plays that BetQL has for us?
Yeah, so we're going to go to the NBA for a five-star play tonight. We're going to take the New Orleans Pelicans -3 against the Toronto Raptors. What a matchup we have here. Two horrendous basketball teams, both 4-14, but the model has the Pelicans as -7.5 favorites, so obviously getting -3 is a great numbers play, and we're going to go with them. So let's go with the Pelicans -3 against the Raptors as a five-star play.
Very good. Matt, what about yourself? What are some of your favorite bets for today?
Yeah, so the one I'm going to give out for today is Loyola Marymount in college basketball. It's a game that nobody's going to care about, really. You got all these big games today. Loyola Marymount -3 going up against Wyoming. LMU is 2-3 this year, not starting off great. They're taking on, like I said, Wyoming, who is 5-1, and yet the 2-3 team is a favorite in this game. And the way I play college basketball is you got to look at and find these lines that are just so obvious to some people and not so obvious to others. There's a reason why the 2-3 team is laying points here against the 5-1 team. I think Loyola is going to cover that. And I also give out my Thanksgiving bets here. I'm going with the Bears +10. I know it's disgusting for every single reason under the sun. The Lions keep covering. They're basically an ATM machine for bettors at this point. You just press the button and get money because they just cover every single week. And unfortunately for me, it has not been a great story in terms of them. And I know Matt Eberflus on the road is a disaster, but he's proven, and even in his era with the Bears, they can keep it close. Against the Detroit Lions. Last year with Justin Fields, I mean, both of those games against the Lions were really close, and I think they can do that again. 10 points is a lot. The odds makers know that the Lions just keep covering, so they're putting a little bit of a tax on the Lions if you want to take them on the spread at this point, and I think this is just too many points. So give me the 10 points there with the Bears. Also going to take the Giants because nobody wants to take the Giants at all. Cowboys coming off that big win against the Commanders. I'd love to fade them here this week. Drew Locke playing for the Giants. It looks like Tommy DeVito didn't even make the flight, and I think Locke is better anyway. And then I'll take the Dolphins +3.5 for all the reasons you just talked about in that last segment. I think they can keep it close with the Green Bay Packers. I love the teaser, like you were just talking about, but I'll also take the 3.5. I think they can win this game outright. There's so much stigma around the Dolphins playing in cold weather, and I just kind of want to fade that and take the Dolphins.
It's going to be a good game. Dolphins obviously really need that one, and it's going to be fun. So all dogs there on Thanksgiving Day for Matt. What about in college, Matt? We got rivalry week. Should be a lot of exciting matchups. Anything that sticks out to you on the college set?
Yeah, so college football this weekend, I'm going with Texas A&M +6 going up against Texas, their rival. Honestly, Texas A&M coming off of that awful loss that they had last week and now taking on Texas, which is a juggernaut right now. They've won 4 straight games. Everybody loves Texas, and once again, nobody right now wants to back Texas A&M, but this is a really important game. I mean, this game basically decides who's going to play Georgia in the SEC title game, and I think A&M can keep this really close at Kyle Field, which is a very tough place to play. Texas coming in there, some injury like concerns with Quinn Ewers, so I think 6 points is too much. 5.5 points now at a lot of places as well. There's even a 5. So it's really coming down. So grab the best number you can there with them. I'm going to take LSU -6 going up against Oklahoma. Again, this is fading Oklahoma after their big win last week against Alabama. LSU, another team that people are kind of down on right now since they've blown it so many times. People don't like Brian Kelly in big games. But I'll fade Oklahoma here, and I'll take LSU laying the 6. And I'll also take USC +7.5 against my Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Notre Dame, we keep covering and blowing out everybody we face since we lost inexplicably to Northern Illinois. But here's USC. This is a rivalry type game, and generally this is a really close one playing at USC. I think Lincoln Riley is going to, this is going to be their Super Bowl basically this year with how disappointing they've been. So 7.5 I think is too much, so I'll take the Trojans there.
Very good. Matt, appreciate the insight. Good luck this week, man. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk again next week.
Sure. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
All right, very good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, it is the day before Thanksgiving, so we'll have a little bit of fun here before we get to PJ's plays.
This is a PJ pick five in Thanksgiving items that I really like. We only got about a minute and a half left, so Sean, we will roll through these. My number one Thanksgiving dish, it's going to be stuffing. Stuffing's the best. It's the best side that there is. Look forward to it every year. Stuffing's going to be one. Pumpkin bread or pumpkin pie is going to be number two for me. My favorite dessert, either one. Love it. Sweet potato casserole, number three. The marshmallows in there with the candy yams, it's the best. Number three, sweet potato casserole. We'll put turkey at four. I'm not the biggest turkey guy, but I don't hate it either. Obviously, it's a staple of Thanksgiving. We'll go with turkey at number four. And then finally, give me Brussels sprouts at number five. You know, Brussels sprouts might be kind of an acquired taste, but it's healthy for you. I find it very good. Brussels sprouts rounds out the top five for Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday. I love it. All the sports going on, all the food that you get. Love Thanksgiving. Those are my five favorite things. As for my favorite bets for today, for PJ's plays, Devon Achane, longest rush tomorrow night, over 14.5 yards. Really like that. Memphis plus the 9.5 against Auburn is my dog of the day. Think Memphis keeps it within the number. And then my best bet's going to be Bama. Lay the 10.5 with them against Rutgers. Again, both teams played in overtime last night. I think that favors Bama because they have more depth and they're more conditioned. They're able to handle that quick turnaround better. So I'll take Bama minus 10.5 against Rutgers. B Mills, I see like the over in Cowboys Giants, and then should you wait to see if there's a plus six with A&M? Definitely wait to see if you get a plus six. I think that's a great idea. I think maybe some could pop up closer to game time. Then I also like the over in Giants Cowboys, especially with Drew Lock playing. I think we get some points, so I like that as well. Thanks again to Cole Thompson and Matt Horner for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. We'll see you on Monday. Enjoy all the sports. Good luck on all your bets.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.